This Get Made? Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? You know, we get tons of Facebook comments all the time. We try to listen to them as well as we can. And one that caught my eye was from our friend Aaron. I don't remember his last name, but his name was Aaron, so it could apply to a lot of people. I'd like to hear you tackle a horrible sequel to a successful franchise, like X-Men 3 or Spider-Man 3. How did those get made? Well, Aaron, we are going to answer your question with a podcast, if that's possible. I think there's one thing that comic book fans and movie fans can agree on. It's that Spider-Man 3 totally sucked balls. Can you remember that movie? How bad it was when Peter Parker did like a John Travolta move down the street? When they had a whole scene of James Franco eating pie? This movie went off the crazy rails immediately, and it was so bad they actually rebooted it. It's out in the theaters right now, The Amazing Spider-Man. That actually might be a contender for this show, too, from what I'm hearing. Have not watched it yet, but we are going to do it. Spider-Man 3, if you haven't seen it, let's watch it and listen to this trailer to get a little taste of what you're in for.
I'm going to ask MJ to marry me.
A man has to put his wife before himself. Can you do that, Peter?
Yeah, I think I can.
We have some new information. This is your uncle's actual killer. We lost his trail 2 days ago.
This man killed my uncle, and he's still out there.
Everybody needs help sometimes, Peter. Even Spider-Man.
Revenge is like a poison that can take us over. And before you know it, can turn you into something ugly.
The suit. Where'd this come from?
The power.
It feels good. But you lose yourself to it.
Whoa.
Spidey, love the new outfit.
Remember Ben Parker?
What does it matter to you anyway?
Everything!
Do you want to push me away?
Why would I want to push you away? I love you.
You knew this was coming, Pete.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Terrible things to each other. We have to forgive each other, or everything we ever were will mean nothing.
I need your help. I have to stop it.
This could be the end of Spider-Man.
That's right. It's the sequel that broke the franchise. Oh my gosh, even watching that trailer again reminds me of just sitting in my seat, just being like, no, no. And there's so many good people in this movie. And the only reason why I feel good to rip upon it is because Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire have also come out and been like, yeah, that was a mistake. We kind of fucked up there. Off to your questions. But before we get to that, I want to remind you guys, we are going to be in Bumbershoot. That is in Seattle at the end of August, beginning of September. Me, Jason June, special guests, 3 live shows. Come out to Bumbershoot. Check that out. Also, we have T-shirts. I know I talk about them all the time, but if you're a fan of the show or Crank 2, it's a Crank 2 inspired How Did This Get Made T-shirt. I love this T-shirt. It was fan designed and really, really great. And we've also gotten a little post on our Facebook page that we should make a Pasta Robot T-shirt in reference to our latest Judge Dredd episode. I actually love that idea. And once we sell out of these shirts, let's see some designs for Pasta Robot. I think that could be a good T-shirt. So start thinking, graphic designers, and we'll have another T-shirt contest as soon as we get sold out of these How Did This Get Made ones. All right, here's our first question from Vasco. He writes, I have a question. How come you 3 sexy people missed that in Judge Dredd, there's a guy blasting white zombie in his futuristic sports car in the third millennium? Okay, Vasco. You and many eagle-eared listeners have figured out that, yes, White Zombie was there. It kind of matches the cargo shorts vibe that we talked about. You're totally right. I totally missed that. I think it's because my brain shuts out White Zombie. Whenever it's playing, I don't hear it. And that's, you know, a talent for me. But I actually also heard something that we are actually in the third millennium right now. So is it that crazy for someone to be wearing cargo shorts? No. Is it that crazy to be wearing cargo shorts and listening to White Zombie? I would say that's a big yeah. I would say that would be too crazy because I haven't heard anyone play White Zombie in a long time. And if they're playing White Zombie, they're not wearing cargo shorts. Sam writes, how come all women want to be just friends with me? Sam, it's because you're a nice guy. Girls don't like the nice guy. They want the Nick Cage crazy guy. So maybe next time you're out with a lady, why don't you go Wicker Man on her? You know, just start slamming down beer glasses, screaming out about bees. Maybe even cut your hairline just a little bit weird so every time she sees you, she doesn't know, like, does he have a lot of hair? Does he have a little hair? I'm confused. It makes you appealing. Take it from Nick Cage. You'll always get laid if you act crazy. Let's see here. Tim F. writes, if you could trade faces with Nick Cage, another Nick Cage question, just faces, like the movie Face Off, what would you do to amuse yourself? What would I do? Man, I would go hang out with my friend Sam and just get laid by all the girls that think he's a good friend. No, I think I would do something really weird and like make a sequel to Moonstruck. I think that would be what I would do with Nick Cage's face. Let's catch up with those characters again. Cher and Nick Cage in a movie? Yeah, let's see a sequel. Reboot that. This is a great little story from Frankie. She says she was listening to the Godzilla episode on her flight from Mexico City when the flight hit horrible turbulence. The flight attendant said it was the worst she experienced in her 15 years. We had a few drops that made me feel like I was close to the end. And I remember thinking, oh man, is this really going to be the last thing that I listen to before I die? I'm sorry not to laugh at your near-death experience, but I'm happy that we could be the last thing that you could listen to before you die. She goes on to say, I don't really have a question, but that was just a fun story. Yeah, it was a fun story. And I hope that everyone on their deathbed is listening to one of our episodes, maybe 88 Minutes, maybe I Know Who Killed Me, any of them. Any of them would do. Andrew writes, where can I see or hear Manzuka some more? The dude is fucking nuts. He says so much shit that I think but do not say out loud. He's like the Rosa Parks of comedy. Well, all right. He's sitting on the front of the bus making everyone that boards it uncomfortable. Was that really what Rosa Parks is known for? Making people on the bus uncomfortable? All right, maybe, sure. Revisionist history, or maybe that's how the racists see it. Rosa Parks was that black lady that made me feel real weird. But it's a good question. Does Jason do any stand-up or touring or appearing in any other podcasts? Well, Jason is in the Dictator movie. He is on this podcast, of course. You can get him around on, I'm sure, other podcasts. He's also on The League, a show that I do. So there are chances to catch Jason Manzoukas. You can check him out. I think he's on season 2 and 3 and definitely in season 4 of The League coming up. So check him out there. And he's going to be in NTSF season 2. He'll be in that as well. So there's plenty of chances to catch Jason Manzoukas being the Rosa Parks of comedy. And now for the most important question of the episode. Sandy writes, are you leaning towards any names or categories for the awards episode? That's right. I said when we hit episode 50, we should do our own version of the Razzies. She says that they should be called the Literallys or the Howdidies. Pretty good. I like those. Those are the two names that were suggested on the forum. Are we listeners picking both the categories and the nominees? That would be such a fun episode. We might need a little more structure so we know what type of suggestions to make. Love the show. Sandy, you are now in charge of this. Okay? If you're listening to this, Sandy, you are in charge. Let's first give out the categories, and then we'll start filling them in. So I like these as categories, and we'll keep them going. We have a couple more episodes before we get to 50. So here's one. Most blatant misuse of product placement. Products that are unnecessary in a scene, except the company paid money for it. I think that would be a great category. So it's most blatant misuse of product placement. Another category. Worst use of an accent. That is another great category for the show. I think there's plenty of ones that we can think of for that. And how about this? Worst casting, which means a use of big-name stars to sell a movie. I don't know if I like that one. So far, I like accent, and I like blatant product. in there. And I think those are from Sean Sakame, Sap the Jap, on Twitter. And let's see, we have another one here. This is from Sean. He goes, worst film to prominently feature an Oscar winner. All right. That's good. I don't know if it's super funny, but we'll keep it in there. And worst camera work. That's good. Like a movie like Battlefield Earth could be nominated for all the Dutch angles they used. And maybe we'll just do a, let's see, I'll come up with a category right now on the spot. Let's say worst facial hair in a movie. Worst facial hair in the movie. So these are some beginning categories. Keep on sending your categories to us. You can email. You can email us at howdidthisgetmade@gmail.com. Just type in the literallys categories, and we'll start building them up. But I think these are a good start so far. So thank you for participating in that. That's episode 50, and that's coming up in a little bit. I don't know when. Soon enough. I think that that's all the stuff that we need to cover for this episode. You guys have been great. And remember, watch Comedy Bang Bang every Friday night at 10 p.m. on IFC, hosted by the amazing Hot Saucerman. Music by Reggie Watts, featuring amazing guests from like Zach Galifianakis, Amy Poehler. This week's show that you're going to be watching this week, guess who's on it? Paul Rudd, James Adomian, Todd Barry, Matt Besser, Jamie Dembo, Colin Hanks, Chris Parnell, Brody Stevens, and Robert Wisdom. Seems that Robert Wisdom shouldn't be listed on there. I mean, those are pretty big names, and then all of a sudden Robert Wisdom. And unless he's big and I don't know. I'm going to Google him right now. Let's see if I made a huge mistake. Who's Robert Wisdom? Oh, no. He's an actor in Face Off. Looks like, oh, he looks like a badass. I like this guy a lot. You know what? I'm sorry, Robert. You were in The Wire. You are a fucking cool-looking dude. All right. No, this guy's good. He should be listed above everybody. All right. So tune into that. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week for Spider-Man 3.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. The wolf dead.